This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Department of Justice ordering an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. The Arizona Governor Ducey declaring a state of emergency, ordering the National Guard to the border. The situation there so sad, out of control. And the president going to offer apparently tax credits for vaccinations and some paid time off too as well, and also to call for police reform, which would piggyback on the Department of Justice's investigation. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from sunny Florida. I'm on the Gulf Coast, and it was a beautiful day, and a lot of people from all over the country doing their part in trying to find a way to get away. I don't think everybody was a Floridian that I happened to see on the beach, and there certainly was enough space, and it was interesting to be near the water again and to be on the Gulf side. But let's dive into what I say is the buzz in your backyard and mine, and it's now what cascades from the verdict of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis cop who was found guilty in those three charges, the murder, the manslaughter of George Floyd. So what's come now of that is what I mentioned, the Department of Justice announcing that they were going to investigate, first of all, the Minneapolis Police Department. And so, you know, what does that mean? Because there have been now a couple of incidents, Attorney General Merrick Garland launched a sweeping investigation into the policing practices after this verdict. The investigation is going to assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern of or practice of using excessive force, including during protests. He said the department has been reaching out to community groups and members of the public to learn about their experiences with the Minneapolis police. And he said the investigation is being undertaken in part to help rebuild trust between police and the communities they serve. Well, right, that's a good thing, rebuilding trust. So we'll see what that investigation, the specifics of it, what it yields, and what the community comes back and says. So I think that's one of the big takeaways from the Chauvin trial. Now we do know, you know, what's next for Chauvin is 8 weeks from now. I mentioned this the other day. Of course, there's going to be sentencing. He could get up to 40 years in prison, but that's up to the judge to level that sentence. And there's no way to know. You look at the laws and you look at what the verdict was, and you add up the numbers, and that's how you arrive at 40. But it could be as less as 12 years, too. All right. The other thing that is sticking in my mind is all these questions around, you know, Johnson & Johnson, all these questions around what's going on with the vaccine, what's happening, the blood clots, the one woman who sadly died, the others that were hospitalized. And experts are saying, as they address the laundry list, rather, of problems at a Baltimore plant, it could take months and months and months. So meanwhile, that vaccine is on pause in the U.S. and under scrutiny, to say the least, over possible links to a rare but blood clot condition that I mentioned one woman died from, several others were hospitalized, and this when the Biden White House is trying to overcome vaccine skepticism among millions of Americans who have refused to take the shot, including many in the military. I specifically talked about that a little bit in the first hour. So it's been tough, I think, for those who are digging their heels in. It may be you listening to me saying, you know what, I just don't feel good about that vaccine. And we live in a country, thank goodness, of freedoms and choice, but what does that mean for herd immunity? And what does that say to the community, certainly? So half of adults have been vaccinated, at least one vaccine, and the other half has not. Well, I mentioned that the president is going to offer tax credits for COVID-19 vaccination, also paid time off, apparently, and he's going to announce that the tax credits will go to businesses that provide paid time off for some people to get COVID-19 shots. He's trying to get corporate America more involved in the vaccine campaign. The tax credit would be $511 per day through September for each worker. They'd be given to businesses with fewer than 500 employees. And again, the tax credits were, people forget this, but what stuffed into the COVID-19 pandemic relief legislation, the tax credits were authorized under that and signed by, passed by Congress and then signed by Biden. So that's what that involves. And so that means also, again, benefits, I suppose, to employees, although you can also look at it a different way when we look at the amount of money that was spent on that COVID pandemic relief bill. And we know that there were a lot of arguments over that because even Trump was trying to do something in that direction, the former president. All right, this was interesting to me, and I say that we talk about things that affect all of us, right? So I'm going to throw this in here into the mix right in the top of this show, at the top of the show. I didn't realize this, but over 4 of 10 Americans breathe polluted air. 4 of 10 Americans, right? According to the American Lung Association. And they released some statistics on this. They're talking about 135 million people live where the air is not good in this new report. In addition, the report found that people of color were 61% more likely to live in a county with unhealthy air more than white people. They do a state of the air report. It makes sense. It's the American Lung Association. Some of you may volunteer for them. Some of you may have had problems with respiratory illnesses and you are aware of those kinds of things. You move to climates that are more suitable. And so the report is interesting to look at where the cities are the worst and where smog seems to be the worst or where pollution is deadlier and more of a health hazard than smog in some cases. And what does that mean for, lung cancer? And I think most of you can answer some of this yourself by where you live. I mean, are you surprised that the nation's cleanest cities, Burlington, Vermont, Charlottesville, Virginia, Elmira, Corning, New York, Honolulu, I was just there a couple years ago, Wilmington, North Carolina, another beautiful part of the country. Now, to make the list of cleanest cities, I should qualify this, a city must experience no high ozone or high particle pollution days and rank among the top 25 cities with the lowest year-round particle pollution levels. And I always say this, when you hear about statistics, and you hear about reports, what happens to us, right? Our eyes glaze over unless it affects us or unless it affects our family, people we know. And if you live in some of those cities that are the cleanest, it has to feel pretty good, right? You're not looking at smog. We know Los Angeles smoggy. We know Houston. Every time I go to Houston, I've driven down there. There's the same kind of alerts that they have in Los Angeles. And at first that surprised me because I had no idea it was that bad in Houston. And usually the bigger the city, the more pollution, more smog, more that you're dealing with. What kind of air are you breathing? All right, hang with us. We've got much more coming your way on the show. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Really enjoy Ronnie McGamut, who joins us now. He's in our virtual green room. He's in Melbourne, Australia. His book is called Reason for Hope, 10 Issues a Christian Must Face Today. And think about what those 10 issues are. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate, for having me.
So you're a civil engineer. You leave the Philippines. You have this great career in Melbourne. You're a believer, a Christian. And what leads you to tackle this really tough subject and write this book?
Well, I think this is a combination of years of struggling with my faith as well. As I mentioned to you, Kate, a while ago, I started holding a Bible when I was 12, and I was really fascinated about it, because as a young child, I was fascinated with history. And then when I read the Bible, man, there's a lot of history in this book. At the age of 13, I decided to get baptized, and as a Christian. So I was on fire for the Lord. I was 13, and I tried to be a different teenager, if you say so. But when I went to the university, I started to be bombarded with many, I guess, secular or atheistic point of views, which I welcomed, actually. But in reality, it actually weakened my faith in Christianity, because there are many questions now in my mind that I know that I don't know the answer to that using a Christian worldview. So in my 20s, I actually lived as a skeptic. I was probably still attending church. But, you know, there's so many questions that I can't answer. And Christians are usually, I guess, we are always accused of circular reasoning. You know, when people ask you, why do you have faith? Oh, because I have faith because I believe the Bible. Why do you believe the Bible? Because I know it's true. But how do you know it's true? And then, you know, the conversation stops because we don't have anything else to add to that. So, and then I learned that, man, there's 3 out of 4 Christian students who go to a liberal university that actually loses faith, leaves the church. I learned an interesting survey one time that just in America alone, just a few decades ago, the Christians are around, I think, 80-90%. Now, the secular or the atheists in America alone is around 22% now.
Wow.
So the wave is really, really going down for Christianity. And there must be a very, very good reason for that. And that's where I'm coming from, Kate. And when I was in 20s, I was a skeptic. And then when my child was born, and when I was in my 30s, I decided that I had to make sure that my faith is real. I still attend church, but does it still make sense to attend church? I have to know. I cannot accept the fact that my faith is reliant on a preacher in the pulpit. I have to defend my faith on my own.
Yeah. What do you think the toughest, you talk about the 10 issues, and I guess this is a tough one to tackle, but what is the, right now in current times, what do you think the toughest thing is that a Christian is facing?
I think it's the fact that when people ask you, it's a basic question that, how do you know God is real? You know, how do you know God is real? And I think the second most important question stuck into it is, how do you know that your Bible is true? Because that's where you get your information. So these are the main questions that I guess all of the rest of the book is actually dependent upon. So how do you know the Bible is real? And how do you know that God is true? And he's out there, because people are saying no, because it's, I cannot feel him in my senses, so definitely he's not true. So that's why the middle of the book, it's all about apologetics. There are certain questions that I tried to assemble together, typical questions asked to a Christian, and how to actually answer that even without using the Bible itself. So those are the main things, the tough things that I need to make sure that I am very, very much convinced. Because if I'm not convinced myself, how can I actually relay this hope to other people?
So for you, and again, you can pick up this book on Amazon, Reason for Hope, 10 Issues a Christian Must Face Today. So for you, after writing this book, do you think it strengthened your faith? Did it give you just this extra wow about what you really believe now that you've dug even deeper?
I actually do, Kate. And I'm so convinced now with Christianity that I have to write another book. And I'm actually on my third book right now. But it's such an amazing journey for me, my faith journey. I think if I will have the chance to speak to a skeptic, to an agnostic, and even to an atheist right now, I actually will try to encourage them to, you know, list your questions and know the other side of the story. Because sometimes, because our world now is so secular, it's mainly anti-Christian in many ways, even in my state here in Victoria. But I guess, you know, try to open your mind and see that there are many logical, philosophical, even scientific reasons of the faith that I have. Being from an engineering background, I try to think of things in a very structured way. I work in a consulting company, and most of the people that I work with are atheists themselves. They mentioned to me that I lost my faith many, many years ago. But why? Did you even try to ask the question of why did you lose your faith? Or did you even try to be diligent enough to probably look at the reasons of the Christianity behind it? So that's where I'm coming from on that sense.
What do you hope, and I think you're really threading this through this great conversation. We're speaking with Ronnie McManick, and again, his book, Reason for Hope, 10 Issues a Christian Must Face Today, you can get it on Amazon. What do you hope? You hope that people will take away from reading this book?
I think Kate, I think there's so much hopelessness in this world at the moment. Whether what background you're in, what political biases you've got, there hopelessness, I believe, is more than a pandemic than everyone can actually attest. And I think that because Reason of the Hope is actually a book that I've written just to give a glimmer of hope to people, especially Christians who are struggling with their faith. Actually, this title, I derive it from a certain verse in 1 Peter 3:15, because it says there, "Sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear," or in other version, with humility and respect. You know, as a Christian, I have no right to judge anyone, however they live, however they pursue their careers or whatever they do. And I think that's the goal or duty of a Christian. We've got no right at all, I guess, to judge anyone, but we have a duty to share our faith. And Peter, 2000 years ago mentioned that if you want to share your faith, know the reason of your faith. You cannot actually rely on a preacher, a priest, or any theologian for the reason of your hope. So I guess that's where also the reason why I have this book coming.
And so, and you mentioned this, you have other books coming too. You have two and you have three. What's three about?
Well, because the main, the middle part of the Reason of the Hope book is actually apologetics. And the actual title of the chapter is Defending My Faith. So I actually took that chapter and I expanded it. So the next title of the book is, it's in Amazon already, Defending My Faith, Christianity Makes More Sense. That's the, it's also out there. But the third one is, of course, I'm still in the process of writing it, which is all about Jesus Christ. He's the most divisive figure. And whether we like it or not, whether you're a Christian or not, an atheist or agnostic, you have to have some sort of idea or a point of view with regards to Jesus, historical Jesus. So that's, I guess, where I'm trying to be more passionate about this time.
Right. So that'll be interesting, as you said, historical Jesus, and looking back at the times and the life and the things that have been written. That's fascinating.
My journey as a Christian has been influenced by so many people. I'd actually put C.S. Lewis on top of that. C.S. Lewis is a fascinating writer, and I'm always intrigued of how he put things into very discernible chunks of thought. And I'm really encouraged by how he dealt with, you know, with his own skepticism and with all the skeptics surrounding him in his university days. So, yeah, I give my hats to him on this one, too.
I like it. So, Ronnie, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. It was great talking to you.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Police in Columbus, Ohio have released body cam footage and the 911 calls from the fatal shooting Tuesday of a black teenage girl. 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant was shot by Officer Nicholas Reardon. He was responding to a 911 caller who said there were girls trying to stab them. In body cam footage, one girl can be seen lunging at two people with an apparent knife, which is when the officer fired. Two other officers on scene gave Bryant medical attention after the shooting, and she was later pronounced dead at the hospital. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation has opened an independent inquiry into the incident. Several hundred people gathered in downtown Columbus Wednesday night for a vigil and marched to the Columbus Police Department headquarters. And President Biden is encouraging employers to give their workers paid time off to receive a COVID vaccination and recover from any possible side effects. In remarks on Wednesday, Biden unveiled a program to offer tax credits to employers for the cost of offering the paid time off with funds allocated in the COVID relief package Democrats passed through Congress in early March. This is USA Radio News. A new survey shows that Americans aren't in agreement with efforts to expand the Supreme Court. Tim Berg reports.
A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one it took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the high court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin. And 47% of independents think they should only have 9 justices compared to 17%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the House will vote Thursday on a bill to give statehood to the District of Columbia. The measure would give the district a voting representative in the House and two senators, while keeping areas of the district like the White House, U.S. Capitol, and the National Mall under federal control. Should it pass the House, the bill is expected to face stiff resistance in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Sits. He's written a book called The Transition, and I love the word transition. And his book is so interesting in the sense when you talk about transitions, you know, what your life is, what you think your life is going to be, the ups and downs, how you bounce back, all of that. And he really stayed positive. And I got that sense in our conversation. And that's what took him in a different direction and made him bounce back. And I think that people listening, a lot of you may feel like you're in that down situation. How do you get through it, and how do you bounce back? Paul, thanks for coming on.
No problem.
So let's talk about your story. And I set it up. You and I talked off the air. What do you do when you're clicking along, everything's going okay, and then all of a sudden your job ends and you need that paycheck and you're used to getting that paycheck? What happened to you?
Man, I sat there when I was listening to all this, you know, working and everything, you know, I was kind of disbelief at the beginning. But as, you know, as I went on and I knew that I just wanted to start my own business and, you know, just took it from there. you know, you just kind of take a deep breath. It's almost like, for me, you know, just growing up, you know, being a pitcher, like in high school and stuff, you just take a deep breath and you just move on and, you know, talk to family and get their input and stuff like that. So, you know, that's what I did. And I just had that feeling, you know, that my business was going to work out. And so that's what I'm doing now since July of 2019.
Yeah, and let's tell people, because I think this is relatable. It's so different when you're an entrepreneur, when you start a business, like you say, you take a deep breath. But what you had before was what we would call security, because you worked for Lowe's for how long? At least a decade. And then it wasn't anything that you did wrong. They call you in and they outsource your job and they were cutting costs. And that was a shocker, right?
It was. I worked there for 10 and a half years, pretty much to the day.
And then all of a sudden the job's gone and you start a company. How did you know? Because for everybody listening, what Paul did is he transitioned to his own lawn care company. How did you know you could do that? How did you know you could grow that and you could have those relationships with people that they would trust you and you could make a business out of it?
Pretty much just knowing, you know, just knowing the right people at the right time. And then you just get this feeling, you know, like it's going to be okay, but you got to, you know, do the footwork, you know, walk neighborhoods. I did it, you know, in the wintertime. And you just got to, you know, have that faith, you know.
That you can get there. Why did you write the book? What made you write this book?
I would say pretty much what Lowe's did to me, outsourcing my job. You know, that kind of pushed me, you know, to writing it.
Because you figured other people would be in the same situation?
Oh, yeah. There's people that I've known people that go through stuff like this every day. And just working for Lowe's, you know, I've seen it. You know, over those 10 and a half years, you know, just, you know, how they restructure, you know, and just sat there and, you know, just saying, you never know when it's going to happen to you. And I believe everybody goes through that, you know, type of transition.
Boy, I so agree with that. I've had many transitions myself, and I guarantee it'd be rare to find the person who doesn't have some sort of transition that is tough. And how do you get through to the other side? You talk a lot about positivity. Do you think this was instilled in you when you were a kid? Because you mentioned to me, hey, your dad grew up poor, but he knew how to do what he had to do.
Oh, yes. Him and my mom went to work every day and, you know, never missed a day of work, you know, raised, you know, four boys. And, you know, knowing what I know now and just seeing other families, you know, with, you know, four and five kids, you know, I'm like, man, you know, how I see what they go through. And just, you know, growing up poor and stuff, you know, they wanted us to, you know, get ahead in life. And so, you know, that's why, especially me and my younger brother, you know, we just saved our money and they told us, you know, they wanted us to stay, you know, 75, you know, sometimes 100% of our paychecks, you know, for years. And I really, you know, greatly appreciate what they did for us, you know, from the time we were 19, you know, till, especially for me, till I was about 26 when I bought my first house. But, you know, that goes a long way. You know.
Yeah, because that was instilled in you, and the
right.
Whole idea of, you know, where do you go? So I want to talk about the lawn care business.
I know there's people listening and they have ideas and they think, I can't do it. I can't. How do I get that one client? How do I get one customer? And you started off in one space and now you have so many lawns you can barely keep up. So how did you start off and what are you up to now as far as doing the lawns?
Well, my wife and I, we started out, we put in our local neighborhood grocery store, we put up, you know, basically like a piece of notebook paper, and we put our name and number, and we had, I don't know, 15 or 20 little slots to where people could just tear them off. And so that's how we got going, and, you know, you just sit there, take your time, do a good job, you know, treat people fairly, you know, no matter what neighborhood you're in, you know. So that's how we got going. And then, you know, just word of mouth, you know, sometimes it might take, you know, a year or two to get that, you know, clientele, whether you want, you know, 20, 30, 40 or 50 customers. But, you know, sometimes it just takes off for some people. But you just got to be patient and, you know, and that's pretty much it.
Just be patient. I mean, now, so now you and your wife are busy as you can be, right?
Yes. Yes, we've got 33 clients right now. And
wow.
So that's enough for us.
So you have time, you say, hey, babe, do you want to get a pizza tonight? Because we're both exhausted, right?
I know. You know, yeah. you take that kind of stuff for granted sometimes. You know, when I was growing up, you know, my parents would, you know, going out to eat every Friday night to McDonald's was a, you know, was a big treat, you know.
Yeah, because of the way they grew up and how they were teaching you. And so they understood that. And
right.
it's like we said here, what you really hope, I think, and that's why you call it the transition, is that people, I think you're trying to give people hope that, hey, it might not happen right away, but trust me, it can happen, and work on
right.
this and you'll feel better. Is that part of the reason why you wrote the book? You wanted to help other people?
Yes, it is. You know, just always keep that positive, you know, thinking in your head, and everything will turn out just fine.
Yeah. People can get the book, Paul's book, on Amazon. I wanted to ask you about the train on the front of the book. What is the significance of the train? And I keep thinking, I wonder if I've been on this train. I grew up in the East Coast, and you're in Richmond, Virginia. It made me think about it. Why the train?
Well, that, I can't remember. I know it was on my niece. Her name is Hope. And on her birthday, about maybe nine years ago, maybe,
mm-hmm.
I just started a little collection of the HO scale trains. And so I had one for about 6 years, and I had a little, you know, 4x8 layout that I worked on, you know, periodically. And so I enjoy that little hobby.
Ah, so that makes sense for the cover of the transition, then. You enjoy the hobby of that. Wow.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah.
The transition, Paul Huddleston. Get some rest, boy. You're exhausted with doing all that work, which is tremendous. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, I am.
is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I think I found someone who matches my energy, and her name is Liesl Kiven, and she's got quite a knack for writing poetry, and I think just writing in general. And she's got two books that we're going to talk about, Silver Bells, guess what that's about, and Cherry Blossoms, which it's wild because both of those themes have personal meaning for me, and I know for a lot of you they do as well. So Liesl, thanks so much for joining us from Melbourne, Australia.
Thank you so much for having me and inviting me over.
What was the road to you doing this? What was the road to you pulling these poems together and deciding, okay, now's the time to do this?
Okay, so firstly, I do have a passion and a love for writing. I think I've had it all my life, and I just love my ideas running rampant on a page. But I think what was truly phenomenal was last year when there was so much happening with COVID, and at times we had time to ourselves, you know, I decided to put on a poem. Just a poem called COVID, right? COVID-19. So the next day, it was after the holidays, and the next day, we were going back to school, but with a few kids, not a whole lot, because it was just supervision. A lot of them were at home. And then I wrote this poem. I'm like, COVID, you know, where are we going to go with COVID? I don't know if I'm going to see a large number of kids. So that was the trigger of the first one, COVID. And then I had that much phenomenal responses from all of my Facebook friends, and they were like, why don't you publish this? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I suppose I could. And I think that started the journey. Now, prior to that, I had taken a lot of writing workshops. I had presented at a lot of workshops for the Department of Education for the teachers in Victoria. And I'd given teachers some ideas on how to focus writing so that you could get all the kids involved and to write their best. So that was one of the different avenues that, made me love writing. So then going back now to COVID last year, when I wrote the poem and I submitted it, the publishers were like, fantastic, but you need to give us more because we don't just accept one, we accept a whole lot of poems. And I'm like, oh, okay, I could do that. So that's when I sent a few to Balboa. I sent 10, and they were like, oh, great. Maybe just give us 14 and we'll put together your poetry book because your writing is phenomenal. And they hired listed a few things that they liked about my poetry writing. And I was like, oh, thank you. Really appreciate that. So that was the first start to my writing. Okay, and then I also thought, as I was writing, I wrote about COVID. But in highlighting COVID, I also mentioned hope and inspiration. It tried to inspire people because it was at a time where nobody knew what the future was going to hold. Nobody knew what the next day was going to turn out to be because it seemed like COVID had just taken the world by storm. So I started writing poetry, but more with an aim to inspire, motivate, encourage people to rise up above all of this, you know, and to see all the good that the world still had and to empower them, you know, to take on life and to look beyond all that was going on because it was chaotic at the time, but to see that there was hope at the end of the tunnel and to just stand up and rise up. So it was all of that put together that made me decide, okay, let's do this, I can do that. And with Silver Bells, that was geared more at Christmas and more at, once again, a big theme of hope and inspiration and the fact that there is joy. There is joy, you know, and there is love, there's empathy, there's compassion in spite of what we were going through. And, you know, also in Silver Bells, it was to encourage them, listen, you know, Christmas has so much to offer. You know, that, you know, there's so many different things about Christmas that brings love and joy. Let's focus on that rather than anything else. And that's what Silver Bells was all about.
So I wanted to take this moment, because especially with Silver Bells, for you to pick something out and give it to us. Just if that would be such a gift for all of us, for everybody listening, just to make us feel good. Pick something out of Silver Bells and give it a whirl.
Okay, so I'll do the first one because there's a few there, but I'll do the first one, Sounds at Christmas. Christmas has a beautiful sound, spreading love and cheer all around. They come from near and far, you see, warming hearts for you and me. Sounds of laughter in the air, joyous shrieks, often rare. Cute banter here and there, a touch of humor everywhere. Pitter-patter on the pane of windows eagerly receiving rain. Silvery water droplets stain and trails of wet bubbles quietly remain. An audible crash near a wall as glitter balls accidentally fall. A voice quickly lets out a call for someone to save one falling paw. A rip and tear from a wrapped up gift, beautifully adorned while carefully thrift, tugged in eagerness and quite swift as ribbons and bows from its surface lift. An excited yelp and a thankful cry as this Christmas moment passes by. Amorous feelings now run high, endearing moments before day's end is nigh.
Yay! Wow, that was great. I want it to be Christmas right now, but we always use Christmas any time of the year, so especially these times. So well done. Just a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. There's no doubt you have the gift. So we move from the excitement of Christmas and the theme of that to cherry blossoms, and I like cherry blossoms. I got off a plane once and practically broke my leg running to get to the cherry blossoms before they blew away in Washington, D.C. You've been to Japan and seen the cherry blossoms. And so obviously we both like flowers and cherry blossoms are special. You and I both know that. So was that part of the inspiration for the next book of poems put together?
Absolutely. Because when I first saw the cherry bubbles on one of my traveling endeavors, it was just fantastic. I look at this beautiful flower. I'm like, you know, there's just so much to it. It's beauty. It provided joy. People were excited, you know, walking around them, grabbing hold of one or two and taking them with them. So that was awesome. I absolutely love them. And just the scented perfume, the scent that it had. So, you know, that in itself was one of the ideas that made me want to choose cherry blossoms. And the second was because it was attached to my car. I've given my car the name Cherry Bubble. Because she's got lashes. And everyone knows that with the lashes, I tell you, I get that much attention on the road. And because she's part of my family, Cherry Bubbles, I thought my second poem needs to be something that's going to bring her in to, you know, to my family and to my writing. So I thought Cherry Blossoms is similar to cherry bubble. Okay, so from the plant to the flower aspect, it's gorgeous. It adds hope, it adds beauty, you know, it adds life. And then also bringing in my little bubble, which is so faithful and so reliable. And, you know, I depend on her every day of my life. And I thought that's just one way of acknowledging her, you know, as part and parcel of my life.
And so both of these books, by the way, you can get on Amazon.com, of course. And we're speaking with Liesl Kibben. And when you look now that you have this work published, you know, people talk about putting their poems together, pulling them together, all that stuff. You did it. So how exciting was it for you to see that?
This is phenomenal. Because even now when I go on, because one of my friends wanted the link to where she could get one. So I went online and I just Googled silver bells and even cherry blossoms. And there's a whole list of different places. I'm like, oh, wow. I just knew that it was Amazon and it was Balboa Press. But then I checked, it was Barnes & Noble. There was Tales Ads. It was even on eBay. I was like, what is that? And I could not believe it. There was a Elibris or something. There were that many. Angus and Robertson. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So that was exciting. But I think what was also exciting was when Balboa Press came back and said, listen, Liesl, we want to do an audio of your book, Silver Bells. And I was like, oh, fantastic. And I listened to their initial audio, the start of it, and it was great. And I think two days ago, they sent me the entire audio, and I was like, oh, that is awesome. So that is great that there's even an audio book. And what was also exciting was, in addition to hearing from you, I was sitting the one afternoon, because I do some volunteer work as well. I was sitting one of the afternoons after having cleaned up the venue where we do our volunteer work. And then one of the guys was reading a newspaper, and I saw my little face at the top of the cover, and I was like, wait, can I have a look at that? And he showed me, and then it was a little face, but then when you turn to the page 14, it had a whole write-up on my book, Cherry Blossoms. I'm like, no way. And then the title was Language of Love. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So that was pretty exciting. And then I also had 2 days ago, one of the publishers saying that Eden Magazine in, I think, California, yeah, they want to take two of my poems and publish it. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's crazy. It's beautiful. It's phenomenal. But, yeah, very exciting, I must say. Yeah.
So, and we said it, you can get the books everywhere. But, Liesl, for you, what do you hope people take away from reading your poetry, whether it's Silver Bells or Cherry Blossoms or even some of your future work?
I think when they read my poem, what I'd like them to get is to feel my passion and feel my passion through the love, you know, of the words that I guess I use vivacious vocabulary. I use imagery, you know, that grabs the attention. I use pictures as well, so they have a visual of where I'm coming from with all of my poems. But I'd love that my work inspires, motivates, uplifts, touches, heals. I want that for my viewers and for the readers. If they can get that, if they can be inspired and motivated and triggered by the love that just flows through my pages, then I've succeeded and I've achieved my goal.
Well, Liesl Kibben, you definitely are radiant, energetic, and you absolutely are inspirational. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. Really appreciate it.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.